There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food. But he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here. I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masters. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are still gut eaters. Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated his master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. America today. I'm a field Negro. The masters are the field Negroes. When they see this man's house on fire, you don't hear these little Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble. Imagine a Negro, our government. I even heard one say our astronauts. They won't even let him near the plant. And our astronauts, our Navy. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in check, keep us under control, keep us passive and peaceful and nonviolent. That's Tom making you nonviolent. It's like when you go to the dentist and the man is going to take your tooth. You're going to fight him when he starts pulling. So they squirt some stuff in your jaw called Novocaine to make you think they're not doing anything to you. So you sit there and curse, you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer peacefully. There's nothing in our book, the Quran, as you call it, Koran, teaches us to suffer peacefully. Our religion teaches us to be intelligent, be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hand on you, send him to the cemetery. That's a good religion. In fact, that's that old-time religion. That's the one that Ma and Pa used to talk about. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, and a head for a head, and a life for a life. That's a good religion. And then anybody, no one resents that kind of religion being taught but a wolf who intends to make you his meal. This is the way it is with the white man in America. He's a wolf, and you a sheep. Anytime a shepherd, a pastor, teach you and me not to run from the white man, and at the same time teachers don't fight the white man, he's a traitor to you and me. Don't lay down our life all by itself. No. Preserve your life. It's the best thing you got. And if you got to give it up, let it be even Stephen.
Check, check, girl. It's the motherfucking Son of Crack show. We got my special guest host with me tonight. Her name's Tanisha from 34th Street. She sell boiled peanuts in the day, and she give me smoking brains at night. Tanisha, tell everybody how much you love me.
I love you a lot, baby.
Yeah, damn, that's what I'm talking about. So anyways, a lot of people be talking about how I'm misogynistic and I don't respect women and all that kind of bullshit. What the fuck is you doing, Tanisha? Moving the motherfucking shit around. Come on, man. We're trying to have a show over here, man. You fucking up the audio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. So, anyways, I don't know what I was talking about, but I like y'all to definitely thank y'all for tuning in to my show. If y'all want to reach me, you can go on to RevereRadioNetwork.com or email me at sunnycrack@hotmail.com, whatever the fuck I'm talking about. So anyways, so how about today, you know how I got this little beef with Wing TV. You heard about that shit, Tanisha?
Yeah, I heard about it, and they trying to do you foul.
That's what I'm talking about. So this one bitch, her name Lisa, you know, naturally, why is it always white girls that have a problem with me? Why is that, Tanisha? You tell them why is white girls have a problem with me, man.
Because you're so sexy and they can't have you.
And why is it that they can't have me? You know the answer to that. Why don't you tell them why them white girls can't please me?
Because that dick is mine.
Nah, you know that's a damn lie. So why don't you tell them the real truth of why the white girl can't please me? Anyway,
now
so...
Now, you're wrong for that one.
Yeah, well, these fucking hoes called... This hoe called the motherfucking... She went to the FBI office to talk shit about me and had the fucking FBI call Rob, the fucking program, whatever you fucking call him, and tell him he... You better tell Sonny Crack to stop that bullshit. Now, this is the same hoe that had, like, 3-4 other people calling everybody but me to say, you need to stop that crazy ass motherfucker Sonny Crack. And like, I mean, it was insane. Like they just don't, you know what it is? Here's the problem with people. It's not because they're afraid of the government or they think our world's going to shit. It's because they ain't fucking enough. You know what I'm saying? If you was getting some pussy or you was getting some dick on a regular, life would be a lot better than what it is now. What you think about that, Tanisha?
I think that's true, because I get it on the regular, and I'm happy.
Who you getting it from on the regular?
Don't act like you don't know.
Nah, I'm just asking you, who you getting that shit from?
From you, of course. Come on, stop.
Aw, you so sweet, and it's good, huh?
Of course.
And you from New York, huh?
Yes, I am.
And
that long distance love, see, and I'm still loyal, so you know it has to be real different.
Mm-hmm. You hear that? Tanisha loves my dick. Now, Lisa, back in the day, she, like, I told y'all last show I wouldn't fuck the bitch because I don't fuck white girls. And then she got all offended about that shit and called the FBI on me. Ain't that some bullshit? So we gonna go into a song. Tanisha, what song you want to hear tonight? It could be any song on the world. Actually, it can't. Just say that you're going to go into... just introduce a song. It's by Blood Raw. It's called Represent. Say, we going to go into Blood Raw Represent. Say that shit, baby.
We are going to go into Blood Raw Represent.
Damn right. It's the Son of Crack Show. Suck on that, biatch. Welcome back to the Son of Crack Show with my special guest, you know, Lil Breezy. I got on the, you know what I'm saying, this little chick that got, you know, she got hella ass and some titties and shit, and me and her like to get down and dirty, because you know how we do. So, I just wanted to ask, you know, an opinion of Victor Thorne, like Tanisha, like, would you fuck this dude?
Oh, hell no. There's no way he could get the pussy. I mean, just look at him walking around with a cowboy hat on. Is that glitter around the cowboy hat?
Wow.
Like, that is so tacky.
What's up with that tie? What you think about that nigga's tie?
Oh, wow, red. Wow, nothing matches. I mean, it looks like, you know, he dressed in the dark. There's no way he could get the pussy. That's so, part of his problem.
Right. That's what I was trying to tell him. He should have listened to my show about how to get hoes, because then he would have went out and got a new wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? And you see that ugly ass bitch sitting next to him? Mm-hmm. And the motherfucking telephone. But I ain't stopping the show. Who that? Oh, that's T again. Hold on. What up, T? Where you at? You know the FBI got called on me today? By them Wing TV people? The Wing TV people. You coming over tonight? I got some dro. The Wing TV, they called the motherfucking police. They called motherfucking, they called the FBI and they called Rob to get me. I ain't got time to talk about it. I'm recording my motherfucking show. They like your show too, though. That's the Grim Reaper. Every motherfucking Sunday. Yo, you know what our nights are called? Chunky Sundays. 9 p.m. Sun and Crack. 10 p.m. Grim Reaper Show. And motherfucking 11 p.m. is the Smokey Dog Show on the Revere Radio Network. Anyways, I gotta finish this motherfucking segment. You coming up here, though? Yeah, what? Man, I'm trying to record her. Yeah, I got some dough, nigga. Yep. You coming up? Well, fuck you then. Call me back in 10 minutes. Anyway, so that was the Grim Reaper. So, Tanisha, you still looking at that picture?
I had to turn it off. He's horrible.
Okay, yeah. So he ain't getting no pussy, right? He ain't got no money neither.
Not at all.
He ain't got no money neither.
No.
So, I mean,
sits in the closet and he whacks off all day.
But I whack off all day too.
But you can do it in the privacy of your own home. He has to hide in the closet.
Yeah, but would you mind if I whacked off on you, baby?
Of course not.
You're so sexy. Boy, I'm loving this shit. You mind if I whack off on you right now?
Come on, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. This is the Son of Crack Show. Hey, did you see that motherfucking Planet of the Apes looking bitch sitting next to that nigga?
Yeah, the one that looks like a man.
Man. How about, she got some, man, I seen this bitch, dog, and people didn't believe me, so, hey, is that your dog bark? Ooh, hey, slow down, puppy. Anyways, this show's fucking just, this would be the worst show I ever did, except for the fact that Tanisha on it. Tanisha, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I want some of that pussy, baby. I gotta have it. Can I come over there now?
Why don't you come get it, baby?
Okay. Well, I gotta go get some pussy, and I'm gonna go into the next song, and then that's how, you know, just letting y'all know that the feds is after me. Tanisha, if the feds come try to get me, can I come stay at your house?
Oh, of course, no question.
Damn right. See, that's a ride or die chick. For the rest of y'all that ain't got one of them, y'all need to go pay one of them, because you can't get them no other way. Anyway, it's Son of Crack Show. Suck on that, biatch.
Yeah, that's right. Recognizable.
Y'all love the South slang, gators and gold chains, bitches with no chain, and love to get brain by making no money, y'all can cheat the respect. I'm pulling all your cards, so you best be hitting the deck with that raspy ass shit. You know the game's over, motherfuckers sound like Macy Gray with a hangover. Every MC on my dick, I'm well known. It's okay, I'm grown, I can hold it on my own. You got some dirt on me, you best to use it. I'ma beat you on the simple fact, you a fat fuck, you don't move shit. No crack, no green, got robbed by selling E by two gay white boys on foot. With HIV, it's a motherfucking shame, cutting, saying you false when everybody knew that you was just about the street. The fame, the bitches, the cane, slowed it up, let it drip, hit your throat, gang. Fuck the big words, fuck the wordplay, fuck the battle of shit, bring your gunplay. We in the South, bitch, we gon' slow it down and turn the bass up and lay your boy down. It's about the street, the fame, the bitches, the cane, slowed it up, let it drip, hit your throat. It's about the street, the fame, the bitches, the cane, slowed it up. Let it drip, hit your throat, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right. Woo! Son, you got one here. That's right. Sing it, baby. Fuck you. Angels every day. Leaving. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check it.
yourself or you wreck yourself. I heard from a male, that's worse, you done heard from the field. So I sat back and thought further and still. They can't fuck with me, I'm above strictly. The rules they set, true except hell follow, none of them shits, not one of them shits. You do this all selfish, blue or more velvet. What pumps through your heart, it comes through your heart. It's nothing but direct dialect from my set. Give us credit, not bit up lettuce. And don't big up never the cheddar in your wallet, cause none of us see the crevice of your pocket. Talk is cheap and often sweet, but you can't G me or alter feed. The crap you give them is nauseous to me. So you all be cautious when I walk on the scene, bitch.
We're back on the Sunny Crack Show. You know how we do on the Revere Radio Network. And if y'all want to reach out to me or any of the other shitty ass hosts on this network, you're going to log on to RevereRadioNetwork.com. We got Rob on the line, man. What's up? What's going on, Rob?
Sunny, you talk about some whack shit, my friend.
Fuck you mean whack shit? We just came out the first segment. Wing TV called the fucking FBI on me, man. Tell the people kind of what happened, because that tape sound like shit, but just tell everybody kind of what happened.
All right, listen to this, Sonny. First of all, I'm going to say this to you. Why the hell does everybody want to censor Sonny Crack? And the way that they do it is by bitching to me. First, it was Jack Blood. Blood, we got love for you, okay? Much, much love. That's all, you know, water under the bridge. Then it was Lisa. Then it was all Lisa's little cronies. Now I got the FBI calling me, saying, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You're the program director, Rob Revere. We got to do something about Mr. Sonny Crack.
You know the reason why they don't want me on the air? Because I told you off the motherfucking jump street. Now, to all y'all patriots out, hold on, man. I got to turn this mic down a little bit. Hold on one sec. You know what I'm saying, how we do this. It's ghetto radio. That's what that Revere Radio, to me, is ghetto radio. It's ghetto, man. We got motherfucking Rob's chilling at the crib with motherfucking old-ass computers just keeping this bitch alive, throwing his money in that motherfucker. Y'all bitches ain't giving a nigga no money. But I'm trying to tell you, this is no joke. The FBI calling Rob about me, and that's some bullshit. Anyways, Rob, come on back to us.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say, Revere Radio Network is not just Patriot Radio. We're not just Patriot Radio. Yeah, it started with just me, you know, a patriot talking about the New World Order, but we are a beacon for free speech. And just like I told that FBI agent, Special Agent Steve Collins, I said, listen, we're all about, you know, freedom of speech, and, you know, I'm going to let somebody say whatever the hell he wants to say. And that's the same thing that I told everybody else from get-go. Or as you would put it, from Jump Street.
Damn motherfucking right. Damn motherfucking right. That's what I'm trying to tell. Rob, remember when we first started this shit, though? Tell the people, man. Like, when we first started this shit and we started catching some heat from some people that, you know, you was kind of feeling and respecting and shit. Like, what did I say off rip? Like, when you was like, Sonny, you need to, you know, maybe just tone it down a little bit. What the fuck did I say, Rob?
You said, Rob, don't change. Don't change. Let these, I mean, don't be what they want. Be what you want to be. Be yourself. Do what you've got to do. And the people that like you will come around. And certainly they have. Even people who were our enemies have come around. I mean, that's real, and that's love. And the people are here, they're here to stay, and so is Revere Radio Network. I mean, where the mic belongs to the people. Simple as that.
You're damn motherfucking right. I mean, there ain't no other network now. There's a couple, and I want to plug a couple people. There's the Slave Revolt Network that carry my show. GNN carries my show on their live broadcast, which is Paris and them. And the Black Panther, I forget the website, but the Black Panther, the new Black Panther Party carries my shit on their site. And some other, you know, indie media even, they're hosting all of our bandwidth. Even though they banned us, and Rob, you could probably talk about this a little bit more, but Indie Media Radio banned our motherfucking ass off their shit. But guess what, y'all bitches, if y'all listening, we still raping your fucking bandwidth, bitch. You don't know how to do it right. This is the fucking voice. Now, this is just my voice. That's why I do this show. Same reason why everybody on this network does the show, because it's their fucking voice. You know what I mean? Everybody got a voice, and it's up to y'all to express that shit. You tell them about that, Rob. We looking for some new blood, man. You just tell them about the indie media thing, though. That shit was fucked up.
Well, you know, I just want to go in a different direction here, back to something you said earlier. Sonny, earlier you said that I'm working on a dinosaur computer, 1997, 233 megahertz, Pentium 2 processor. I mean, a piece of shit, no doubt about that. And I'm keeping this alive, and I'm also keeping the freedom of speech alive for everyone out there that wants to, that has the initiative, has the heart to grab the mic and actually do something. Yeah, indie media tried to censor me, because of Sonny. Why else? They didn't like Sonny's show, so they decided they'd label me a woman hater. Okay, they decided they'd label me a misogynist. When I've got all of my shows in the archive, all the, except for maybe the first 10, because I didn't record them. I just did them live. You know, I'm a broke mother. Sonny's told you a million times, I've told you, I've got like 65 children, and I do this shit out of my bedroom, okay? I mean, if I had money, I'd buy a nice computer, so I wouldn't have to take the stream offline and do things like burn a CD or something.
Man, this is what it, it's like, I think we're going, I don't know, we're recording this shit on Wednesday, because see, we're not, we don't got enough bread to just be recording live and doing all that kind of shit like the major networks do. We'll record this business fucking Wednesday night, 11:41 p.m. But, you know what I'm saying? Rob gotta go live. This motherfucker telling me to wrap it up. Wrap this shit up, bitch. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, cuz.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not home. Wind is right, you can sail away, find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me, it's not far to Never Neverland.
Sorry about that. I got a kid upstairs named Josh, a friend of mine, too. But, no, that's okay. So, what, you want to talk about Wing TV?
Yeah, that shit's ridiculous. What's up with that?
Well, you tell me what's up with that. I've said what I've had to say.
Yeah, how the fuck did you get it?
You're one of the ones making a long... Did you have a comment?
Yeah, it just boggles me how some bitch that's so anti-Big Brother is going to go running to back in between their legs as soon as Sonny Crack opens his mouth. Isn't that everyone's job is to open their mouth and say what they feel? Oh, that dumb bitch.
I agree with you. Let me just ask you a question, Josh, before I hang up, because I don't want to run your phone bill up. This is, you know, on your dime. Do you feel that there's any difference? Well, let me ask you two questions. First question, have you listened to the Sonny Crack show, specifically the one with the Wing TV spoof?
I haven't missed the show. Fuck that.
Okay, cool. Okay, now, have you listened to, I guess I'm going to ask you more than two questions here. Have you listened to the mock interview with Wing TV and Alex Jones?
Nah, I heard. I started checking it out, but I couldn't take it.
Okay, if you want to hear that, you can find it at wingtv.net. As a matter of fact, I've downloaded all of them just in case they remove them from their server. Because what... Now, before I say this, let me ask you this question. Do you feel that by them hiring some schlep to stand in as Alex Jones and do a mock Alex Jones documentary, is that any different from what Sonny did, other than the fact that Sonny's was X-rated and theirs was PG?
Nah, same difference. That's bullshit. And the only difference is Sonny ain't gonna go run into the feds like that bitch did.
If you hold your hand out, she'll turn on back. Better walk, don't talk, she's all pretend. Can't be her friend unless you spin. Wall to wall, after all, get ready to throw. Only money at the bitch, cause he thinks she's so.
Just a kid.
So.
Just a kid.
So.
Just a kid.
So. Demands for a man with a chemical look. Wishes and desires getting worse with age. She don't want a man, all she wants is a page. Ain't got a man, so she goes to a club. She thinks it's plastic, but it's really a pub. But that's the kind of place where she likes to go. The bitch got a problem, cause she thinks she's so.
Just a kid.
One of those guys, suckers who front it like it ain't no thing. Pretend to be friends and don't want that thing. Talk like this, don't talk slang. Do anything to get that thing. Try to be chic and playing it off. Peek it through the window, so I'll take her clothes off. Nasty girl, a stone cold freak. Staying in the bed a whole goddamn week. Coming and leaving, guys serving up storms. From execs with checks, boys from the dorms. Never kept a name, never seen her face. She can pass him in the street like it never took place. I know she's a hoe, so I'ma go expose the funky bitch, cause she thinks she's so.
Just a kid.
Sonny Crack Show.
Plus a sucker with the bag, getting out the cat with something in his bag, keeping her attached.
You know what I'm
the
saying?
Man got a plan, it's IBM.
People's talking all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play this call. This is from the Dick Principle Show. I mean the Peter Principle Show. I think his name's Peter Shank or some shit. Hey Peter, I know you listen to my show. You're probably my newest fan. Let me tell you something about your show. Nobody listens to that shit. Remember early on in your show when you had Wing TV on? You was like, wow, these fucking phones are lit up. Like you was amazed of that shit. You want to know why? Because you got two fake ass patriots on your fucking radio show. They ain't patriotic for shit. Fuck them. Fucking snitches. That's what the fuck they are. Fucking snitches. And what's crazy is I ain't doing a motherfucking thing wrong. And the FBI can be listening to me right now. You don't have to call me. If you need to talk to me or some shit, you got some shit to say to me, don't be calling the fucking program director. He ain't responsible for shit. As far as I'm concerned, this is a fucking infomercial. And the owner of this station ain't responsible for motherfucking thing I say. So, if, you know, I ain't stupid, obviously. So I know what I can say and what the fuck I can't say and how I can fucking say it. And if I want to say motherfucking, you know, Lisa's a fucking cunt and her husband is a motherfucking herb ass, faggot ass, piece of shit motherfucker, I can say that shit. And if I want to do a satire motherfucking thing on Lisa and porn and all that kind of shit, guess what? There is motherfucking precedent after precedent after precedent. Bring that shit. Take me to court, bitch. Take me to court. Think I won't drop 10 G's on a fucking lawyer that'll laugh your motherfucking ass right out the court. Take me to court. Go ahead. Shit, you ain't proving shit. Because I don't like you. Bitch, you're a public figure. Face it. It ain't like I'm just picking on somebody. Bitch, you all on your own little TV show. So you're in the public forum, which means people can satire you all they fucking want because you're a public person. Now, if that FBI motherfucker had actually did some homework, he'd realize that too. But unfortunately, you know, like this call I'm going to play, they say this was some personal thing. This ain't personal, bitch. I don't know none of y'all. I decided to clown you because that's my motherfucking right to do it. Oh, I guess you don't remember those Campari ads that Larry Flint did about what's his name? The Reverend, you know, that fat motherfucker, real fucked up dude. You know what I'm saying? When Larry Flint did the Campari ads about that Reverend dude sleeping with his mama and the dude took him to court. And that shit went all the way to the Supreme Court. So now you have a Supreme Court decision on satire. It doesn't even have to be the basic, their judgment on that case was that if any normal person could come to the conclusion that this is something real and you can get 12 jurors to come to that conclusion, well then it might be slanderous and it might be whatever the fuck, defamation, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck it is. But guess what, they fucking lost. So if you want to take that shit to court, go ahead and take it to court, bitch. I don't give a fuck, period. I really don't. And this is, let me explain something. My mission, the only reason I even fuck with the Patriot people is because I think a lot of them are goofy and shit and funny. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of them got a lot of heart. A lot of the Patriots that I know got a lot of fucking heart. And they'll go out in the streets and die for Sonny Crack's right to say whatever the fuck he want to say. Whether it be fuck, 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 cunt, slut, bitch, shit, whatever. They'll die for that right. It's the First Amendment. So what do? I challenge that shit. The First Amendment means freedom of speech. Now, I can't slander people. I cannot, maliciously attack people on a general scale. Unfortunately, once you become a public person, the rules change. And that's exactly what Wing TV is trying to be. They're not really public. I probably gotten them more Man, if Wing TV is full of shit, they're on a bunch of radio shows, but my motherfucking show gets downloaded a lot more than their shit. I'd put my number against them many times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got full phone lines here. The banks are full. It's like a Christmas tree. Let's bring in Lucas. You have a question for Lisa and Victor. Come on in.
Yes. Like I asked him before the break, I asked him, did they or did they not go to the FBI about Revere Radio Network and the Sonny Crack Show?
Okay, Lucas,
a form of intimidation.
Right. Now, Lucas, I'm going to answer your question, and I promise I will. But first of all, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Lucas, Victor, that's not your real last name. Just answer the question.
It doesn't matter. It's not an argument. It's a question. You can't answer a question with a yes or no answer.
Lucas, I'm going to answer your question, and I promise I will. But first of all, I want to ask you a question, okay?
I'm not going to get into that argument.
Why? It's a yes or no question. It's not an argument. It's a question. You can't answer a question with a yes or no answer.
I think your show.
No. Just answer a simple question.
You just said. I'll answer any question. And guess what? You didn't answer it. Yes or no?
You think that
just
somebody goes to the FBI?
You know what? You still haven't answered the question, did you?
Lucas.
Victor,
and
that's not your real last name. Thorn is not your real last name. Just answer the question.
It doesn't matter what his last name is. Let's just get this out in the open.
Okay,
go ahead. Let him speak,
Lucas. Somebody goes to the FBI or to any other law enforcement agencies, that instantly or immediately makes them COINTELPRO.
No, it makes you a narc.
Oh, okay. Now, so if somebody goes to the FBI or law enforcement, it makes them a narc. Well, last week on his show, Alex Jones said that he went to two different law enforcement officials, two different law enforcement agencies because of a personal matter. And he also said that at least 10 different times throughout the years he's gone to law enforcement agencies because of a personal matter. Now, does that make Alex Jones a narc?
Wow, I had to stop it, man. I had to stop it. You see these bitches? He still ain't answered the motherfucking question. He's trying to spin it. Do y'all see this shit? It's called spin, meaning avoiding a question so you can spin it and then give him the bad news at the end. This is some and this is just fucking killing me, because this ain't no different than a radio war on commercial radio. I've been on commercial radio. I know how shit is. This is a public matter. This is two public people that are having a little bit of a problem and ain't seeing eye to eye. And guess what? Shit's covered under the First Amendment. I'ma keep clowning these motherfuckers. Like I said, this will be exhibit number 2, Mr. FBI. You can listen to this shit too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to start no problems, but I'm saying, you need to understand the whole matter, what's going on here, folks. This is a public matter. This ain't no private shit. They're trying to spin it that way. Let's get back to the call. Maybe he'll answer the motherfucking question.
Yeah, probably does. I do agree with a lot of the things you have said, I do agree with. But with this last thing that you have done over the last couple of days, I could not disagree with more.
Okay, let's find out what happened,
first of all.
Okay, he doesn't know what happened. He knows one side, a snippet of one side of the story, but he thinks he knows what happened.
I'd like to know.
The FBI was brought into a matter that was taking place, and the FBI took this matter so seriously that they intervened in the matter.
Okay, I got to stop it again, because I got there's the spin. The FBI were brought into a situation. No, they weren't. Your punk-ass, fucking snitch-ass motherfuckers went down to the FBI crying. So let them spin the shit some more. Let them keep talking.
And it has to do with sexual defamation. It has to do with sexual degradation. And people at GCN that are affiliating themselves with this filth, like Jack Blood, are doing serious damage to this movement. And I just want everyone to know that if the FBI involves themselves in a matter, it is very, very serious. So Lucas, yes,
you,
we did call the
talk
FBI.
About hypocritical after what you did with Rance, and you want to go complain
Let
to the FBI about
Lucas,
a satirical
Lucas,
show?
Lucas,
you
Lucas,
want to complain to the
Lucas.
FBI about a satirical show and shut someone else's free speech
let me
down?
Let me tell you something, okay? I got 3 phone calls last night in the middle of the night. Now, we're talking about things here that you know nothing about.
Right.
Okay, our personal matter.
You know about it.
Well, I read the threads in the forums. Okay, I know what's going on.
Oh, Lisa,
and
you don't know anything.
The deference video was
a
parody.
You
okay?
And Victor
we said
are net
nothing,
trolls.
Sir. Can I speak?
Okay.
We said nothing to personally attack Jeff Rentz. We were doing a parody. We called him a company man.
Gotta stop it again. Because, did you hear when she goes, we were, you see how she's tripping over her words because she's getting ready to spit out a fucking lie? Which she just said? Oh, she said that Jeff Rentz was a company man. Wow. What about the video that they made of Jeff Rentz saying he's a transvestite and then insinuating that he's gay while they got all this gay shit of his picture saying, I'm coming out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was just a company man. Y'all fucking full of shit. Y'all some fucking crackers, man. Let's get back to this bitch spinning this smoke.
System is being a coward and a hypocrite, and that's what he is.
And that's what Sonny did.
We didn't get anybody's show.
It was so obvious it was a satirical show that anyone with two brain cells could figure it out.
All right, Lucas, hold on, Lucas. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So what you're suggesting is that there was an individual, Sonny. What's his name? Sonny what?
Sonny Crack.
He made a he had a radio show or something, and he had a radio
internet streaming show.
Okay, so he had a satire based on Lisa and Victor.
Yes.
And so they were offended by it, and they went to the FBI. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened.
All right.
Now, it wouldn't be such a bad thing if they weren't the ones promoting the fact that they're the watchmen watching out for all these gatekeepers. It's extremely hypocritical for them to go to the FBI about this when they're beating their chest about free speech.
Alex Jones went to the FBI and to law enforcement, too, because there were things going on behind the scenes that he felt threatened by.
Okay, got to stop it again. Sorry about that. But real quickly, just for y'all's motherfucking information, I ain't never threatened nobody. Show me a tape, you dumb fucking hooker. I already told you I ain't never threatened you. I did a skit about you. It's only like 10 minutes, and it's available in the archives. I ain't take it down. Why don't you play it on your show? I ain't threatened shit. Now, you might not have liked it. It might have been sexually degrading and all that kind of shit. But guess what? It's protected under the U.S. Constitution, so suck on that one. Back to the shit.
And if anybody out there, if 99% of the people heard the stuff that was on this show, they would be absolutely mortified. We contacted Ted Anderson today, over the last couple of days, he was so mortified that he contacted Jack Blood, and these individuals didn't appear on Jack Blood's show today because of intervention from outside. We haven't spoken to Jack Blood
the whole
in 5 months.
That's why.
Listen, this involves vile and obscenity.
He's afraid of a lawsuit.
All right, well, I got to move on.
Totally.
All right,
got to
move on. Thank you, Lucas. Got to move on, though. I just want to ask a question.
Sure.
Did you feel that this show, being a satire, do you feel it was almost slanderous? Was it slanderous?
It's total defamation, and I went to my local law enforcement because of a personal attack that was sexually degrading to me.
Okay.
It was not promoted or advertised as satire at all. See, we used quotes around the Alex Jones interview that we did, the parody interview we did.
Right,
we used quotes around his name. There was nothing to indicate that this was a parody or a satire, and the nature of the content was sexually graphic, explicit. It was accusing me of serious sexual misconduct.
Okay. I'm done with the bitch. I just was saying. Okay, let me get back to the legal part of this. See, Lisa and the FBI and whoever lawyers you got, here's how you judge something, because actually my show is artistic. Now, you might not find it artistic, but in fact it is, by definition. It's a creative work. And if you take my show about, you know, the little porno thing that, you know, the little skit and satire thing I did about you, and then you judge that against the rest of my shows and the content, well, guess what? It fits right in. It's not out of the norm for my type of show, just like this one. I say the word motherfucker about 50,000 motherfucking times on every show. So, and I talk about hoes and fucking hoes in the ass and all kinds of shit on my show. So what I did, you know, my little spoof on Wing TV was just in context with the rest of my motherfucking show. Now, if you would have listened to, which I'm sure you done heard them all, you would realize that. Now you got your little panties all in a wad because you got your feelings hurt. Well, maybe you should think about other people's feelings, Lisa and Vic. Why don't you think about Alex's feelings? Why don't you think about Jeff Rentz's feelings? Why don't you think about Jack Blood's feelings? Why don't you think about all the motherfuckers' feelings that you done trampled on, and then when you get your little motherfucking ass put on blast, then you got a problem. Now, there's other patriots that would say, Sonny, why are you even talking about it? Because this shit's compelling radio, and I just like listening to this shit. I'm telling you, this shit's fucking funny. It's funny to me. So maybe you can take this show and send this one over to the FBI, and I think he might have another clear understanding of exactly what's going on, and everything I've said in this ain't been no spin at all. It's been the motherfucking truth. So take that shit to court, you dumb motherfuckers. This is Sonny Crack Show. I'll see y'all next week. Suck on that, bitch.
That's my question. Afford cowardice. We cannot afford hypocrisy. We cannot afford
that's what I'm
more
saying.
Illusions,
you know what?
More lies.
If Genesis is afraid of Wing TV,
they
then,
are.
Then how is Genesis going to fight the New World Order?
The same thing. Great, great point.
If Wing TV is going to be scared of Sonny Crack, then how are they going to fight the New World
same
Order?
Same thing. Great, great point.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. See the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Such a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. You will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. And put whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yeah, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We have a warrant for Easy's arrest. Get out and put your hands behind me. What the fuck
did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?